Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Eric, just a couple days away from the Bills home opener. Obviously, it's a very exciting time for you. Before we get into kind of the crux of what we're talking about today, let's just first talk about this upcoming season. Another exciting year for you. How important is any Bills home game to you?
Well, I normally do roofing, so I'm very isolated from people and stuff. And so the tailgating is kind of a way for me. Besides, as a business, I get to meet old friends that have parked in my lot for a long time and make some new friends. So it's a little, kind of good for my soul to actually be around other people as opposed to being isolated up on the roof.
Over the summer, it was when the Buffalo Bills had announced that they're doing the new Tailgate Village, which is kind of throwing a wrench into everybody's plans. When you first heard about that news, when it first came out, what went through your mind?
Well, I was apprehensive at first because my lot is one of the closest lots to the RV bus lot. So I was anticipating a flow of people walking over from that lot. But as I understand now, they even have 10% of the buses in the past. So I'm not really worried about that walk. I've always had walk-ins, obviously, the reputation of my lot and Pin O'Kenny and his reputation for his ketchup mustard show. So I always anticipate some people that are going to be there, but it's only just a short-term load on my property. So I really am not that worried about it as I was a couple months ago.
All right, so, you know, I know you don't want to give away all your trade secrets, right? That's what you told me before we started this interview. But, of course, you know, there is the concern that there's going to be the rowdy bunch that say, oh, all right, you know, the Tailgate Village is over there. Well, you know, I want to go off-site, have a little bit more fun. How do you control the rowdies to make sure that nothing crazy ends up on YouTube that's on your property?
Well, if they park initially, they'll realize I'm not a morning person. I'm very grumpy and I set the tone. And so that has a little factor on it. I do have a lot of regulars that do have my cell phone number. If there's a problem, it's reported, and we're right on it. I also walk up and down the rows, talk to the people, meet and greet them. Not that it's like a corporation. You never see where the money is going. So I think that adds a little more respect, even this lack of respect time. I think people realize you know, where the money is going to. So they do abide by my rules. I do have signage, which clearly states what the rules are. And I think through social media, it's known as a mature tailgating lot. But there's always a couple, you know, idiots here and there. And there's a danger time that we recognize when the potential problems might happen. And we spread out and patrol the lot and try, you know, you can pretty much know at that point who might give you a little problem and not, and you go up there and warn people, you can't do this, you can't do that.
So you're in a fortunate situation then, because you build, you know, a network over the years of having to run this lot. That's something that's going to ultimately help you, as opposed to, say, if you were starting new and you started this, you're in a completely different situation, right?
Yeah. Well, that's partly why I don't bring in, I won't bring in the buses. If you're not driving, you're drinking, and you're a little more riot mentality. Plus, we can't see the whole lot if we have big vehicles. This way, we can scan the whole lot at any time from any position. And my lot isn't as big as some of them on Southwestern Boulevard. It's manageable for the size and the amount of people that are there. But yeah, it's people want to have a good time. They don't need the crazy idiots jumping off the tables to have a good time. And
do you know if the buses can go into any of the private lots? Do you know if anyone allows them? Because obviously that's a point of contention for a lot of people.
I've heard of some of the lots a lot. They do have buses coming in. They are zoned business, which is different than a residential lot. The town of Orchard Park requires anybody in a B2 or industrial zoning to get a commercial parking permit, fees based upon the size of the lot. The residential people are doing the same thing. They don't have to have a permit as such. That might change in the future. I don't know with this bus thing. They're talking about outlawing buses on the properties. I don't know if that includes the business or the residential. That's something a work in progress, as far as I understand.
Tell me about your relationship that you've developed, not just with the people who normally park in your lots during game days, but also law enforcement. Orchard Park Police obviously is going to have their hands full this Sunday.
Well, yeah, they're going to have their hands full, and I would hope and believe that with less load on the police in the bus lot, that means less sheriffs that are needed, and maybe the sheriffs can get out there and help out Orchard Park, you know, with the patrol and stuff. Well, with my reputation, I mean, the police know me very well. I actually have some the police cars do sit right across the street from my lot, and I do through time. I've developed a relationship with the sheriffs and some higher up police authorities.
Last question for me. What's your message to anybody who comes out and tailgates this weekend?
Well, first of all, it's been cool out. It's going to be 83 degrees and sunny. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink water. Have a beer if you're going to drink, and then water. Alternate to stay hydrated. Once we get into the stadium, I mean, yell as loud as you can. It's like Micah Heights wants us to step our game up. But, I mean, tailgate responsibly. Respect the other people that are around you and the properties that you're at. And just like I said, the most important thing is make sure you're hydrated. Even start hydrating Saturday. Get your liquid level up.
And even if they're not behaving, just remember the hammer will come down here, right?
Yeah, and you don't want the hammer to come down, trust me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.